Well, welcome to our Santa podcast, Teal Teat. I'm Susanne.
And I'm Gute.
And today we have Yuki from Hamburg as a guest. Welcome, Yuki.
Thank you for having me in this podcast.
Yeah, we are very happy to have you. And since we are drinking tea, I think it's really good because you are half Japanese and maybe you can tell us a bit about tea in Japan. And we invited you because we would like to talk to you about the Santa Mentoring Program, which you want to expand over all the countries. And we are really, really interested in that. But apart from that, you are, I don't know, I need 5 minutes to introduce you because you are an impact creator, an innovator, a life designer, an advisor, a coach, a speaker, and above that, a Zantian. So I think we have enough to talk about in these next 20 minutes. I'm happy to have you, and maybe you introduce yourself a bit, Yuki.
Yes, and you stop me, please. if I'm taking too much time with that. I'd like to start with my... my two cultures, because as you see from my very long name compilation of two first names, Yukiko and Elizabeth, I have a Japanese father and a German mother. And this means until today a lot to me, this combination of two very different cultures. And for me, during my childhood, this was kind of a treasure for me, being able to dive into those two cultures. And until today, I really enjoy being in international context, working and collaborating with people from all around the world, because for me, it's a big potential and a wonderful treasure that you have if you bring people together with very different cultural backgrounds in collaboration processes, into a room, into relationships. So this is something that was really important in my childhood and still is. My professional background is I'm an economist. That was my first education. And then I decided to study psychology. And this is really my passion. So the first part of my education was more pragmatic, and the second part of my education is something that I'm really passionate about. And I had different focuses in clinical psychology, in developmental psychology, and intercultural psychology. And this is another fit to my international background, probably. And then after university, and I spent some time also in New York, where I worked and lived for nearly a year. And this is also an international melting pot, which I really like. No one asks you where you come from because you're simply a New Yorker. And people are interested in your professional background, but not so much in your cultural background. And then when I finished my studies, and that was kind of a joke, kind of, we were betting around a question. And all of a sudden, I joined the industry instead of becoming a clinical psychologist or joining a scientific team. And in the end, it was 15 years in the industry, most of the time as HR director, first with German Lufthansa and then afterwards with AstraZeneca, which is truly international, also active on all 5 or 6 continents. So I was physically in Hamburg, but collaborating with people from all around the world.
And you did that with 3 children. That's really interesting. As I learned now, they are 20 and 15 to 15, obviously twins. So how did you manage to combine this to be such a professional and to be in international context and having 3 children at home?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also a passionate mother, but I'm heavily influenced by my best friend. She's French. And as you may know, in France, it's simply normal I mean, this is the French standard, even having three children and being a professional human being. So to me, being a mother is part of my identity, but it's a part of my identity.
Absolutely.
I've also have other identities, a professional one. I'm a wife, I'm a friend, I'm a dancer, I'm a musician. So it's part of my identity, but it's not the dominant part of my identity. This is what I, the way I would introduce that. And I had my first daughter when I was still HR director at German Lufthansa. And that made me transform the organization into a open parent, open motherhood organization. So I did a lot to transform the organization into an organization that had more and more women leaders, had more and more women leaders in part-time constellations, also in job sharing constellations. And I was at that time just one out of three female leaders in the organization, because I worked for Lufthansa Technik, which is the technical part of the organization around overhaul and repair of airplanes. And so that was something that I, from my personal experience, really used to transform the organization.
I'm really interested in that, because that's my absolute conviction, that you only can transform things when you experience this yourself. I also have two children. They are the same, almost the same age, and I worked all the time. And when I work with clients, with companies, and they say, okay, we want to be to change a bit, it's really easier if there are mothers and they experience it's possible to combine these things, and people are even more, what can you say, determined when you want to combine motherhood and your job.
So true. I think they need a role model.
Absolutely.
And they need to be testimonials of something that really happens. People that make things happen, and then they follow, and then they see, and they are inspired by that, and they also develop courage. Because I had lots of women in my team, young women, and they were really encouraged by seeing me doing this and combining this. So afterwards I really hired many young women, and when I had my daughter, I had I think around 12 pregnancies afterwards in my team. But they were all inspired to come back early. And they restarted in part-time, not 50%, but 80 or 90%. And to me, that was really kind of proof that things like that can happen. And then afterwards, when I was HR director with AstraZeneca and I had the twins, I always had the feeling that I do not have to be a kind of, in German terms, a perfect mother, because there's no evidence in psychology that as a biological mother, spending lots of time with your children helps them to develop in a very good way. There's no evidence around that. It's more about the quality of the encounter, the quality of the relationship, rather than being there all the time.
Absolutely.
Physically. That's a very good point. Very good point.
But I find it so important that you can only change it in companies when you really believe, and this is by your own experience, that women can do it.
So true. And that they do not have to be perfect. There was a developmental psychologist that I really admired. His name was Donald Winnicott. And he said, well, it's all about good enough motherhood. It's about good enough mothering. And this is so true. You don't have to be perfect as a mother, but as an average, your children must experience you as good enough.
And that's reliable. reliable, and then they can come to you and things like that. We didn't prepare to talk about this, but that's really interesting. So maybe we switch a bit to our main topic, because you are in the Sonderclub of Hamburg since 2016. This is another activity you do in your life. And you have an international chair, as far as we know. And maybe you tell us a bit about this, and especially about the Sonder mentoring program, because it's so interesting. And I think it fits to what we just talked about. You learn from other women, from their experience, and then they can lead you and help you a bit, guide you. So tell us a bit about your Sonder life and your ideas about that.
Yeah, it's so funny. When I prepared for today, just a bit, and I thought around, well, how was that? How did it come that I joined Sonder in 2016? It was also because of a cross mentoring program.
Oh, really?
Which is so interesting, because in those times I started cross mentoring programs in Hamburg, because at that time, point of time, I thought of, after 15 years in the industry, I should do something with my experience and my expertise, but kind of invested in society. So I wanted to do something impactful for society. And in those days, as you remember, in 2015, we had all those new refugees, so new citizens coming from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. And then I decided to put all my experience, transform all my experience from cross-mentoring programs within the industry into a cross-mentoring program that has a positive impact on these refugees, those new citizens. And the idea behind that was showing that those new citizens are a real treasure, that they are a real potential for our society. So that was the motivation behind that. And then I decided to match people from Syria, Iran, Afghanistan, with their professional background to citizens in Hamburg that share the same professional background, to key players in Hamburg. So as an example, a pharmacist from Damascus with the leader of a pharmacy in Hamburg, or someone, an engineer from Damascus with an engineer in Hamburg, or a captain from Latakia with a captain from the Hamburg harbor. And the wonderful outcome was, and they spent a year together within the program, and the wonderful outcome was, because they were able to contribute from day one in their professional roles in the new context, they learned so quickly the German language. They were so proud. It was all about, also had a positive impact on their self-esteem. So today, they, most of them, 90% work in those organizations or companies they started a cross-mentoring program with. And it was over a year. And on top of that, they gained friends in Hamburg. And it was a kickoff workshop, two milestone workshops, and a final workshop. And the program that we are running now with Sonder is quite similar. So we start with a kickoff. We match young Sontians from all five or six continents with senior Sontians also from five, six continents. But we match them cross-continental. So we match a young woman from Accra, for example, with a senior one from South Korea, or a young German mentee with a mentor from New Zealand. So it's always cross-continent. And the idea is really to strengthen the relationships within Sonder, to really strengthen the network, the global network, because I had the feeling that when I joined Sonder, it was, of course, very local, the impact, but I always felt that, well, there's so much more in this international world. And to me, we didn't kind of develop the potential of this global network as much as we could do, to me. And since we have those intercontinental matches, we kick the program off, and those diets work on a professional topic throughout the year. This is mostly around women in leadership roles. How do I combine my private life with my role in the company? Questions around strategic leadership. How do I cope with male leaders that are very, very dominant in my organization? But they also work on a more private related question also throughout the year. And then we have two milestone workshops throughout the year and a final workshop. And in those milestone workshops, it's about, for example, intercultural competence and awareness. It's about relationship competence, self-awareness, providing feedback, etc. So it's more around self-reflection, getting to know yourself better, and how you can nurture relationships. And then there's another workshop that it's all about future competencies. And the nice aspect with the second workshop is that we use speakers from the Zonta world. So it's also unfolding the potential that is already there within the Zonta world. And then at the final workshop, we more or less celebrate. and the participants get certificates.
How many turns did you do this Zonta mentoring program, since it is 1 year? So it takes quite a time. And
We started the first cross-mentoring generation in Hamburg at the convention in 2021. And then we kicked off the third one in Brisbane this year.
So it's three turns. And how many participants, how many mentees do you have in 1 year?
It's between 60 and 80.
Oh, that's quite a bit. And
one generation.
And how do you manage to encourage these young women to take part in the mentoring program?
Yeah, we still could do better. So we use our networks, we use social media channels. And I think now, well, we started as a very German team, which is fine for a start, Franziska, Carola and me. But we soon realized, I mean, same with SMTs and companies, you really need to represent. If you want to start an international program, you need to be international in your senior management team or whatsoever in your project team. So now we are very, very happy that we have also Deepisha from Nepal in our team, Philippa from New Zealand, and Marianne from the US. So we cover a lot more continents. We're still looking for one participant from Africa, so that we represent all continents within our team. And Deepisha and Franziska are quite important for us with regard to the younger generation, with regard to gaining more mentees, because it's always easier if you have key players in the same generation that reach out for others of the same generation.
So I must ask, Franziska was in Golden Sachs as well, I think in Hamburg. So she still has contacts, I expect. And so what do you do? Do you write emails to all Golden Z members, or how does it work that they get in touch with you? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, we try to work with multipliers within the network. We write emails, we publish information on the Zonta International homepage, but it's more around emails and really to address them personally. Because what we feel is that there's a lot of information, so much information out there. Where people try to reach out via social media channels, whatsoever. Nevertheless, particularly Deepisha and Philippa, they are really determined to do more in social media channels, because this is where you can reach young people. So my daughter doesn't read emails.
No, no, they don't.
So she
and they got, don't look at home pages. That's interesting as well. They wouldn't go and look at a home page and to see, oh, what can I do?
So true. But you can put a link to the home page in LinkedIn, or you can put a link to the landing page in a social media channel. Because you have to register for the program, and this is what you do on the homepage.
Mm-hmm.
So you can combine social media and then the link to the homepage.
Is there a fee to participate?
Sorry?
Is there a fee to participate, or is it free?
No, is it's free.
It's free. Okay, so we can...
Although we really discussed... if we should think of a fee, just because, I mean, it's really, I think it's really valuable if you take part in that. And people are, sometimes they are not that committed that they could be if they pay a fee. But we are always a bit hesitant with that, because the young women that participate, some of them it wouldn't be a problem at all, but for others it is a problem.
Yeah, but my experience was I took part as a mentor in the Zonta and Femtech mentoring program. This is another program, especially for women in tech jobs.
And it was in Germany.
That was in German. They did it with the Zonta Union and Femtech organization. And their people, the mentees, had to pay a fee. And they said they do it in order to have more commitment and to make it really valuable. This is why I asked. Maybe this is an idea. And my next question is, how do you get the experienced Zontians? How do you win them to be a mentor and to give their experience into the program?
Yeah, it's also around multipliers. It's around the senior management team in Chicago, around the board. So we have a lot of multipliers that spread the word. And it's not the mentors are no problem at all. We have a very, very crowded pool of mentors or potential mentors. It's more around the young talents, where we really need to work a lot to get those younger ones. But this is also, to me, a kind of challenge for the whole Zonta organization worldwide to really have a good filled talent pipeline, the younger ones, the next generations.
Yeah, interesting. I thought I thought that it would be easier to get the mentors than the mentees, probably.
So true.
Maybe this podcast helps a bit to spread this wonderful program around the clubs, and as you said, you need multipliers in the Zonta network to encourage young women to take part in this wonderful program.
It's such a unique opportunity. I mean, you really get into a relationship with a woman from a different continent. And this is something very, very unique, very special. And we even had, for example, a diet where the mentor traveled from Bavaria to Nepal to meet her mentee. Or we had another diet where the mentee traveled to Chicago to meet her mentor in the end after a year. So it's really, in the end, it's really a gift that you get out of it, sometimes for your whole life, probably.
Yeah, friendship for a whole life, maybe.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah,
so
that's true. I think that's a good final word. So we wish you all the best for this program, and that you have a lot of applicants. So maybe one time you have to say, okay, you can take part next time, but not this time. I don't know. This would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful,
And thank you for this great initiative and for your time today in the podcast. Maybe we have you again in 2 or 3 years, and then we follow the success story of this Santa mentoring program. Thank you, Yuki.
Thank you for the invitation.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.